paragraph Zion, Vze Bechinas Isur Nida. With this, we'll be able to understand the whole concept of a woman being impure at a certain point, and her husband and her being forced to separate. Ki afilu bezivug haruchni v'yichudei hamidois tzrichin lehishomer ma'oid me'achizas haklipois v'akfirois haboim mishivrei kelim. Because as we learned just now, even when you're talking about a spiritual union, a yichud of emuna and das, nothing physical, we're talking spiritually, we said even there, you have to be careful to watch out for the klipois that want to get in on the action. They want to jump in too, jump on the bandwagon. Mikolshkein bezivug hagashmi. How much more so when it comes to the physical union between man and woman, how much more so over there that the klipois and the sitrachra, they want to get involved. Ki af al pi shezivug shel Yisrael yokor ma'oid. Because even though we know that the union between husband and wife, Bigdusha, is something that's very precious. It's a very high spiritual experience. V'noyloden al yidei zeh neshamos Yisrael. And this is what produces children. This is what enables us to bring Jewish souls in the world, to make all kinds of tikkunim. V'hi mitzvah harishoyna batoira, and this is the first mitzvah in the Torah. U'besarusa de lesato israelela, and through this union that takes place down below on earth, this physical union, this causes incredible spiritual unions up above. U'mi shezeicha shiyeh zivugay begdusha karoi, and a person who's zeicha, that his zivug with his wife should be done properly, bigdusha betara, azai nas al yidei ze yichud kudsha brichu shchintei. This causes a union between Hashem and the Shechina. Ukamashom razal, as the Gemara says in Soita, daf yud zayin, ish ve'isha, that when we speak about a husband and wife, zochu, if they are zoche, Shechina shruya beinehem, the Shechina rests with them. So we see how special this is. Afal pikein, despite that, afilu mi shezivugoi bikdusha bigdoila, even a person whose zivug is being conducted on a very high level of holiness, osur lihiyois rogil bozer, it is forbidden to him to be too involved in this, to do it too often, too much. Kemoisham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says in several places, that they made this takana and this takana. Why? Sheloyu b'nei Yisrael regilun b'nei Shet, said the Jewish people should not be with their wives too often. The Gemara mentions this in a number of different places. Why? Said they shouldn't be too much. Ki isarusa dezivuga misitra detzvoina. Because this item of zivug, this union between husband and wife, originates from the left side, from tzofin, from the north, from the left. Shemishom achiza sasitrachra kiyodua. And that's also where the sitrachra draws its energy from the left side. Ki bechol zivug tzrichin lo'oirer tchila satzimtzum. Ulevarer birure mikelim hanishborim shebohem nesachsu aklipois. Rav Nosson Zal says that when a husband and wife are together, they're trying to produce children. They're trying to bring new das to the world. And we learned before that any time that you're trying to do that, you have to first activate that initial tzimtzum. You have to first create that black hole, that cholol haponui, that vacant space, and then be mevarer, the birurim, from the broken kelim. Then you have to go to the place of shvira sakelim and sort out the sparks of kedusha are there, to which the klipos attach themselves. The alkein isa bezoyer hakodesh, and this is why the zoyer hakodesh says shebehechrich sheyia hisoyerus hazivug mehayetzer hara. That Hashem created the world in such a way that this item, the desire of husband and wife to be together, that comes from the Yetzer Hara. That comes from the left side, which is plugged into Shvira Sakelim. Rak. It's however, Yisroel betoikif koyach givurasom yesh lohem koyach lich voishes Yisroim velafoch hakoyel al hakidusha koroi. However, despite that, Hashem has given a Jew the power, the incredible power, to conquer the Yetzer and to turn it all around to holiness, for it to be a pure, holy experience. Avol, however, even a person on that level who has conquered his Yetzer Hara, and to him this issue of Zivug is an item of Kedusha, Osur Lihiyos Rogil Chas V'Shalom. The person still has to limit it. It's got to be limited, not too often. Shelo yizgaber shelizgabru ha'anonin de mechassin alein and shema klipois. Not so as not to give power and strength to the clouds that cover the eyes, which are the klipois, the sitra achra. V'chol ze tzrichen lizor v'lifroi shafilu min ha'heter v'kanal. Rav Nosanzal says that till now we're talking within the realm of kosher. When the woman is clean, when everything is pure, and we're talking about a person who's doing this bigdusha and everything, even there, the Torah warns, limited, not too much, not too often, because if you cross that line of too much, the Yetzer Hara gets involved, and it becomes something that's not kedusha. It becomes chasrim the other way. Aval kishem esayrim dam nidois. Whereas, when the woman has the dam nida, when that gets activated, shehem zuamas hanochosh, where that originates from the filth of the snake, from the snake injecting into Chava, sheniskala lo Chava, whereby Chava was cursed at the time, beetzev tel dibonim, that the whole process of bringing children into the world is going to be beetzev, with atzvus. Ze dam nidois, kama shamra zenzal, and the Gemara says that refers to dam nidois. Oz hazivug osur legamri. Then the union between husband and wife is totally forbidden. Ki dam nidois nimshochim mishviras kelim kiyadua. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this blood, this dam nidois, comes from shviras kelim. Ushviras kelim hu bechinas shviras upegam hu emuna. Shehi klal kol hakelim shenishbaro v'nifgama achnasu kfirois v'munas kuzvi shemichinas dam nidois. Shviras kelim means a breaking of the emuna, which emuna is the keli. We said before that emuna is malchus, which is the keli, which was broken and messed up through these false types of emuna and through kfira, which are dam nidois. V'oz kishemisoyram hadam nidois. And therefore, when that dam nida is flowing, hainu ha-kfirois, ve-emunois kuzvius, which symbolizes kfira, or false faiths, oz hazivug osur. Then this mating, this union is forbidden. Ki oz osur lahamshich ha-seich letoich emuna. Because then you're forbidden to try to pour seichel into the emuna. Ki loydai shelo yisakin esu emuna yideze. Because not only will the seichel not fix the emuna, improve the emuna, adarabah, just the opposite. Hamuna ho emuna ve haseichel yihyu nivgomim veniskalkelin yoiser yideze. The emuna and the seichel will both get messed up by trying to put them together in this improper way. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, usehi nidosa olov, that her impurity will go on him, will go on to the man, chas v'shalom. If a man unites with his wife while she is nida, the Torah says, utehi nidosa olov, her defect will go on to him, her impurity will go, not only will he not fix anything, it'll go the other way, chas v'shalom.